1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
Well, certainly the big story of the morning is the around Conocomo Hub, the breaking ground on a very important project. Man who runs the town of Brookhaven has a lot to say about that and other things. It's all part of our Spotlight segment on Long Island. Ed Romaine, he is the man, and he gets another term in a big election night just 2 weeks ago. We welcome him to the airwaves. Jay Oliver, Jeff Keogh here. Eddie, how are you, sir?
Good morning.
It is a pleasure to have you. Spoke to you on election night, and you looked in a very serene state, very relaxed, Eddie. I don't think I've ever seen you in that regard. First off, congratulations. And what does it mean for you to get another term and kind of continue the trek here in Brookhaven?
Well, first of all, I want to thank the voters of Brookhaven. This is the fourth time I was elected supervisor. And although, you know, this was a kind of a strange year, we were able to get a 62-38 victory, which is pretty nice when you can best your opponent by 24 points. So thank you to the voters of Brookhaven. And it's something I remember every day when I go to work, that they gave me their trust and confidence, and I have to earn it each and every day.
And, you know, Ed, when you think about it, I basically, you know, we did the broadcast. We're at the Stereo Garden in Patchogue. And as I was kind of closing shop, heading out, it was quite a scene on that stage. You, the town council members, you know, it was a victorious night for Brookhaven when you think about it. The incumbents winning, just a wonderful scene there. A lot of camaraderie on that stage. And in talking with each of the candidates and the incumbents, it was really quite apparent that you need that type of unity in any town in order to function properly and accomplish your goals, correct?
Absolutely. One of the secrets to success of Brookhaven the last few years is the fact that the town board gets along, works together, respects one another, and has shared vision and common goals of where they would like to take the town. And I got to tell you, it's just a pleasure working with all the board members. We were able to reelect all of our incumbents. And it says that, you know, by and large, the voters of Brookhaven are more or less satisfied with the direction we're going. Obviously, we work every day to make sure that that remains the same. We have a big challenge ahead of us. We have lots of challenges ahead of us. So each day is something that you get up for and you go at it.
No question about it. Talking with Ed Romaine, the supervisor of the town of Brookhaven. Mr. Guillaume, you have a question for the supervisor.
Yes, good morning, Supervisor. How are you? And congratulations on your reelection.
Thank you.
Now, speaking directly to what happened on election night, I think your reelection and the returning of all your incumbents was made even more impressive by the fact that you had the constitutional convention question on the ballot that created some kind of quirky election results throughout the island, turning out a lot of union households to vote no on the constitutional convention. But it seemed to me, watching those results, that while in other places that was a mechanism that helped elect Democrats, those folks had no problem flipping the switch for you. So it showed to me, at least, and let me know if you agree, that your message has certainly been resonating with folks that live in your blue-collar labor union households throughout the town.
Well, I hope it is. I've been very fortunate every time I've run to have the endorsement of the Long Island Federation of Labor and many labor unions. We believe in helping the working man and particularly those in labor. And my whole goal is to create more jobs and grow the economy in Brookhaven. Whatever we can do on the town level to do that, we're doing that. And one of the results of that was yesterday when we broke ground for Ronkonkoma Hub. It'll be a lot of union jobs and just construction jobs available to people over the next 7 to 10 years as this project is built out.
And Eddie, let's get into that. You know, that was quite a scene yesterday. You know, $600 million cost of the project, 10-year period once it's completed, many apartments, retail, office space, as you mentioned, jobs. You know, I've always said you got a couple of projects here, Ron Concomit, Heartland Town Square Project, going by the old Psych Center. If we're going to succeed, let's put it this way, if we're going to succeed on Long Island, these projects have to be up and running in a big way. What about the overall support here? You know, I know it's won a lot from government, business, civic leaders, residents as well. That's important, too, to make sure the residents are on that same page, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that when I came into office, and in all fairness, Ronkonkoma Hub got started under my predecessor, Supervisor Lesko. And I took over from him and then had to implement this. And the one thing that impressed me when I first stepped in is the support it got from the Chamber of Commerce, from the local civic associations, and from residents. So, I mean, this is a project that we were always going to favor. And the great thing about this project, if you think about Suffolk County suburbia, other than our small towns, there's a lot of suburban sprawl. It's spread out. This is a concentrated development right next to a railroad, right next to where buses can come in, right across the street from an airport. This is truly a multi-modal transportation hub, which people who live there don't, if they don't want to, have a car because there's a lot of other ways to get around. And I will be working with the county to make sure that our bus schedule meets the trains. I'll be working to get aid with the town of Islip to make sure that there's a people mover or some type of transit between the railroad and MacArthur Airport, which is less than a mile away. And I'm committed to working with Supervisor Carpenter to make sure that Islip has a connection to this railroad station so that people can take the train to the plane, they can take the bus to the train. This is a great, great opportunity for us to kind of create a community which we haven't had on Long Island. And this is on the main line. So all that work, the double track that's being done, because there'll be two tracks now, a double track to Ronkonkoma and the triple track in Nassau County, all going to benefit from that investment is Ronkonkoma Hub, which is one of the busiest, if not the busiest, Long Island Railroad station on Long Island.
No question about it. We are talking with Ed Romaine in the midst of a spotlight segment here on Long Island. Various subjects, of course, the breaking of ground as far as that Ronkonkoma Hub project is concerned. Ed, the situation regarding a near $300 million budget, bit of an increase as far as taxes overall. Sometimes, you know, tough to control, but I thought the numbers came in pretty good, knowing everything looking to be accomplished. What was the thought process? Give me an idea regarding the timeline all throughout getting this budget in and around this time. Give me an idea. What was some of the toughest components?
Well, the toughest components, actually, what people don't realize is that the town general and part town general, which is the part of the tax bill the town, myself and the town board control, actually was a 0% increase. So we had to balance that 0% over other increases. It was a slight increase in highway, a larger increase in street lighting, and that's something we're going to be talking about because the rates for LIPA, particularly for the unregulated rates, dealing with a lot of the things that they put under the power supply delivery charge, went up by 101% in the last year. So that created that, and then we had issues with Mastic Beach, and then we had a huge storm that destroyed most of the Davis Park Marina. So that added in, separate from what we did, which was a 0%, thank God, increase, altogether came out to 1% increase.
You know, like I said, I thought the numbers were pretty good. I remember, as far as the non-property tax revenue, that's improved also, Ed, I understand, in recent years. You have increases from income, you have your mortgage taxes and zoning, building fees, the whole nine yards. So in essence, kind of a wash. They're a very important component, though, I thought.
Very important because it's a demonstration that the economy is improving. And let me tell you, a rising tide will lift all boats. We should focus on constantly improving the economy and creating more jobs, because the byproduct of that is it's much easier to do a budget. It's much easier to absorb things like Davis Park Marina being destroyed, or Massac Beach Village, which is going to need a great deal of work coming back to the town. So we're ready for that. But the best thing we can do is keep Brookhaven growing, keep creating jobs, keep moving Brookhaven forward.
Now, you mentioned also, which I think is an important component in Massac Beach, you know, listen, and back into the arms of the town of Brookhaven. What's that like? The embrace fully underway, or will appear to be at year's end. It's kind of a tricky situation as far as running the town. And what kind of was the thinking, the numbers and everything else playing into it? Massac Beach back into the township.
Well, we had no choice in that. The voters of the village decided to disband the village, and by law, the town must take over the village. We are going to do that on January 1st. We've already started to transfer their building records and their zoning records, and their fire marshal records are being transferred so that we're up and running on day one. We're very concerned. They have a number of homes that need to come down that were damaged by Sandy that they haven't dealt with. We're looking at taking down 50 homes in the village in the first year. Their roads, there are several roads that need major improvements, and we have to deal with other situations. The village had a fire sale on many of the things. They even sold the gazebo on the village green there. So we're going to have to go back and backfill and figure out how we're going to get this village moving again. We're working with several interested investors. We're trying to get them to invest in downtown Massac Beach along Neighborhood Road and revitalize that. That is going to be a major effort. It's not going to be done in a year or 2 years, but it's going to take at least 3 to 5 years, and we do have a plan for that.
Jeffrey?
We talked about job creation, economic development, and the dire need for Suffolk County to embrace walkable downtowns that are connected to tangible transit nodes, like the Ronkonkoma Hub being the most sterling example. And Brookhaven already has some gems, like Patchogue Village, within the town's environs. But my question for you, Mr. Supervisor, is what do you see as some places in the town that can be developed over time? Rather, what's next? What are some other places?
What's next is... Yeah, I'm sorry. What's next is we're already working on our next TOD, which is going to be East Yaphank. Right now, the Yaphank station is in the middle of county complex off Yaphank Avenue. If you get 3 or 4 cars there a day, it's a lot.
Right.
We have convinced, and there's $20 million in the MTA budget, which we've lobbied for the last 3 or 4 years, to move the Yaphank station to East Yaphank by William Floyd Parkway. Probably next to the police station, if you know where the 7th Precinct is.
Yes.
They're talking about building a parking lot for 500 cars, and the reason for that is the next step is Long Island Railroad will announce that they will electrify from Ronkonkoma to East Yaphank. That will affect our Medford station. Obviously, that will affect everyone in eastern Suffolk County who now has to drive to Ronkonkoma to get on an electric train. You'll be able to do that in the next few years at East Yaphank, right off William Floyd Parkway. There's a huge development underway called Yaphank Meadows, and we're looking at zoning for the everything around there to create a transit-oriented development, including the old Dowling College, which is up for redevelopment. In addition to that, it's right next to Brookhaven Lab. It's actually less than a mile away from Brookhaven Lab. This is going to become the new TOD, transit-oriented development, and biotech type of high science, high-tech type of community that we think Brookhaven should have. We have all the elements there, and we're moving forward with it.
That's fantastic stuff.
Talking with the supervisor, Ed Romaine, elected, of course, to another term. Lots happening, budget in play. And on we go. Ed, obviously, a couple of minutes left here with the supervisor. Drugs, gangs, big topics. You know, you have a sheriff's race, still undecided. Legislative race is interesting. A seat gained on the GOP side, supermajority stripped. Are you confident regarding the overall outlook right now of Suffolk County, trying to close some loopholes budget-wise, trying to get people in place, fighting some of these major categories right now, hopefully the right people in place? Are you somewhat upbeat as we get into year 2018, closing out 17, of a brighter outlook overall here in Suffolk County?
I'm always upbeat. I'm always upbeat because there are good people in government. They want to do the right thing, but I have to say one thing. The first lesson I learned going into government and politics was all issues of government are issues of money. So I would say to Suffolk County, please try to get your debt under control. Try to get your finances under control. Try to increase your bond rating, and we can move this county forward. And I'm happy to work with the county in that regard. I believe there's people on both sides of the aisle that are committed to do that, including our county controller, John Kennedy, who's doing a great job. And I am looking forward to working with people, regardless of political party. Election's over. It's time to go to work for the people. So I would say to Suffolk, let's get with it. I know in Brookhaven, as you know, we have a AAA bond rating. We've had a balanced budget for several years. We have a structurally balanced budget that has ended in a surplus. And we only spend the money that we have. We don't spend money we don't have, and we're very, very, very careful about that because we know, again, all issues of government are issues of money.
Final thing, Ed, I was not able to make it last Saturday. I wish I could have. First time in 3 years I wasn't, but the polar plunge, from all reports, a sea of residents going into that Cedar Beach area. It was a great scene. Special Olympics, everything the benefits of, but a wonderful day, it seemed. I want to know if Ed Romaine actually took a dip.
No, I didn't take a dip. but I did watch a lot of people go in. I never miss it, and I'll tell you something. People ask me about Brookhaven, and I said the character of the people in Brookhaven are great. They're giving, generous people. And I saw hundreds of people show up, many of them stripped down into their bathing suits and plunge into ice-cold sound, probably only for a minute or two, but to do one thing, to help kids with special needs for the Special Olympics. That's what that polar plunge is. We call it freezing for a reason. The people of Brookhaven have a good heart. They have good intentions, and I am just very lucky to have the opportunity to lead the town for the next 2 years.
There you go. Ed Romaine leading the town. Another term. Congratulations, Ed. Big win 2 weeks ago. And some great things hopefully to come in 2018 for all. Not only Suffolk County, but certainly for the town of Brookhaven. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Always great to talk with you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone at 103.9. God bless.
There you go. The great Ed Romaine checking in. A lot, I tell you, Jeff, a lot going on as far as hopefully the outlook for 2018. There is a lot on the plate as far as the town of Brookhaven is concerned.
Oh, absolutely right. And I think that the Wekonkoma Hub announcement is a great start to this. This could really be a transformative project for the region. And as I mentioned to the supervisor, I am a longtime supporter of the notion that if Long Island is going to grow and thrive as a region, we need to build more projects like the Wekonkoma Hub. So kudos to everyone involved in that project. We need to do that 20 more times in 20 more places in Nassau and Suffolk in order to grow and thrive as a region.